Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get this amazing, unique opportunity to hang out with you for an entire hour across all of these great radio stations. Wayne, again, will be here in exactly 60 minutes. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Or you can like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, which is always a great conversation. Speaking of great, the magnificent Christopher is in Dallas, Texas. Again, he is pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, feeding coal into the giant fire pit to make sure we have enough power to reach the entire nation. I wanted to start with critical race theory, and we haven't talked too much about that recently, but I got an argument of sorts today in Connecticut on my morning show about whether or not critical race theory is being taught in schools. Now, I've had on a number of people from different groups who are adamant that they feel their sons or daughters in middle school or high school, in some cases even grade school, are being taught some form of critical race theory. But the argument from the left has now been, well, critical race theory doesn't really exist. It's not really a thing, and people are saying it, but it's not happening. Well, it's interesting, because you could make an argument that critical race theory was a major factor in Tuesday's elections. And I want to share something with you, because Virginia, without question in my mind, has been teaching some form of critical race theory. And the argument that I was in this morning on the morning show was that whether or not it actually shows up in either literature or a mandate in Virginia public schools. So if you follow news reporting at all, you know that the major news outlets, and I don't know if you can call MSNBC a major news outlet, but we will for argument's sake. But the major news outlets, MSNBC, CNN, of course, NBC, ABC, CBS, have been taking the stance that there is no such thing as critical race theory. In fact, numerous left-leading media commentators insist that critical race theory isn't being taught in Virginia public schools. Various media personalities, some professing to be on the news side, others on the opinion side, repeated the assertion that, again, there's no such thing as critical race theory, and it's certainly not being taught in school. But a simple Google search would have shown that these pundits, that public documents from the Virginia Department of Education repeatedly mentioned the phrase critical race theory, as well as produced stories, news stories about teacher trainings associated with firming up the idea of critical race theory. So critical race theory holds that race is the prism through which all aspects of American life should be analyzed, categorizing individuals into groups of either oppressors or victims of oppression. That is where we are. Well, MSNBC's anchor Nicole Wallace said on Tuesday night, election night, I think the real ominous thing is that critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection-endorsed Republican. So again, I get it. You're paid for your opinion, but man, to use that phrasing that the elected leader is essentially a Trump insurrection endorsed Republican, that's going a long, long way. Anyway, CNN national politics reporter Eva McCann said the issue of critical race theory, even though it's not being taught in Virginia public schools, became the sole core in this race. Again, that is somebody formulating an opinion. MSNBC producer Kyle Griffin tweeted 3 days before the election, Virginia Republican Glenn Youngkin is calling to expunge the teaching of critical race theory from Virginia schools. But the theory isn't mentioned in the state's learning standards, and even Loudoun County has said that it doesn't teach critical race theory. Now, numerous MSNBC panelists and hosts made comments along the lines of critical race theory is not taught in Virginia schools. One reporter with a cable network said that critical race theory is not taught in Virginia K through 12 schools. An anchor said critical race theory, as we know it, is not taught in Virginia schools. Yet another MSNBC reporter said there is no evidence it has been taught in public schools. And while appearing on MSNBC, Larry Sabato, a political science professor at the University of Virginia, who is a media favorite, said, "This is a post-factual error." And elsewhere, CBS news reporter says the curriculum is not taught in Virginia. CNN anchor, speaking of Youngkin, referred to what he calls critical race theory, even though it's not taught in Virginia schools. Blah, 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 blah. It's just constant. I can cite you probably 50 other examples of CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC reporters going out of their way to try to convince everyone that critical race theory is not happening in these public schools. Well, Christopher Ruffo is a Fox News contributor and did some digging, extensive digging. He's also a writer for the City Journal, active in exposing critical race theory, posted images of Virginia's Department of Education documents from 2015 and 19 promoting critical race theory for use in public schools. Ruffo tweeted, "In 2015, the Department of Education instructed Virginia public schools to embrace critical race theory in order to re-engineer attitudes and belief systems. They explicitly endorsed critical race theory. He can't wiggle out of this one with word games." That was Ruffo referring to the then governor. Under the Northam administration, Superintendent of Public Instruction James Lane sent a memo to Virginia public schools endorsing foundations of critical race theory in education, calling it an important analytical tool that can further spur developments in education. A presentation in 2015 by the Department of Education specified they wanted to incorporate critical race theory into the classroom. It later lists five culturally responsive teaching and learning principles, the first of which is embrace critical race theory, and adds engage in race-conscious teaching and learning. And in 2019, a memo from James Lane, Virginia Superintendent of Public Instruction, promoted critical race theory in detail. The memo subject line was resources to support student and community dialogues of racism. So it's one after another after another. I'm not quite done yet. More recently, critical race theory has proven an important analytical tool in the field. Again, this coming from the Department of Public Education in Virginia. And, by the way, just one side note to all of this, there's a list of books in which they are advocates. This is the Department of Education in Virginia, that they're advocates for people to read. On that list is We Want to Do More Than Survive, an abolitionist teaching the pursuit of educational freedom by Bettina Love. Fox News, again, is reporting that Love's book includes the sentence, "Lastly, teachers must embrace theories such as critical race theory, settler colonialism, black feminism, disability, critical race studies, and other critical theories that have the ability to interrogate anti-blackness." I'm exhausted. Anyway, there are others that I could list, including color group collectivism, cultural responsiveness, all falling under the umbrella of Virginia's Department of Education. So those of you out there who want to take up this side that it doesn't exist in schools, you're just not being honest with yourself. You're disingenuous. It's happening. Now, you can make the argument that you think it should happen. Now, that's an argument that at least I respect and would be willing to have with you if you think that is the way your sons and daughters should learn. I don't think that's the case. I think it certainly is divisive and tends to be a side choosing activity in a classroom, and it only leads to more, to me, to more racism. But to say it just doesn't exist and it's not being taught in schools, again, just not being honest. It's really that simple. And one final side note, really quick. Since we're talking about CNN, MSNBC, and all that goes along with that, CNN's Brian Stetler. This is funny. I mean, we're on 50-plus stations across the entire country, which is always kind of neat. And there are hundreds of thousands of people listening to us at any given moment, which is pretty remarkable. But Brian Stetler of CNN, now this is a television program, which is supposed to garner a lot more eyeballs than I could ever get or Wayne could ever get, you know, as far as listening to the radio. But Stetler on CNN, right, has failed to average 800,000 viewers for 10 straight weeks. Resources are saying his average is down to 645,000 viewers a week. That, ladies and gentlemen, is pathetic. You could probably put a potato in a chair and dress it up with a suit and a tie, and you could get 645,000 people to watch a show that's on just about every single cable system in the country. That's pathetic. It's sad. I mean, how does a guy like that keep his job? How do you get up and go to work when you're the lowest? I mean, I guess somebody has to be the lowest rated person on TV, but to be the lowest rated person every single week, week in and week out, and never climb out of that gutter, and yet still get a paycheck, a fat paycheck at the end of the week. You're stealing money. You're stealing money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were wondering, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm always honored to share the time with you here on the great USA Radio Network. I will take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, Wayne will be here in less than 1 hour. Don't move. You're right where you need to be, right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15. Get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months. And gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root will be back. So I figured I'd give you politic break for 5 or 6 minutes before we get to the bottom of the hour. I do have a guest coming up, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, and I have some very important questions about China for him and some political questions as well. But I figure maybe you're feeling down. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you don't have any pick-me-up. Well, maybe you're curious as to why that is. Well, daylight savings time ended, and we fell back, meaning everyone gets the hour sleep. But if you're tired today or, you know, any time this week, it could be because you are stressed out. According to doctors, being stressed out can absolutely make you tired. Anxiety can make you tired. Obviously, insomnia can make you tired. That's on the list. Irregular sleep schedules. You go to bed at 8 o'clock one night, then 12 o'clock, then 2 in the morning, then 7 o'clock. That can make you tired. Depression. Dealing with your kids, worrying about work. Again, stress, stress, stress. Stress makes you tired. I'll tell you what makes me tired. Seriously about this. Now, I like to work out every day. If I don't work out for some reason during the course of a 24-hour period, not only do I feel guilty, but I also feel like I get tired. And by the way, speaking of either working out, getting tired, not being in shape, raise your hand, because 40% of Americans say one flight of stairs makes them tired and makes them feel out of shape. I have to admit, I had to go up 7 flights of stairs the other day, and I didn't want to take the elevator, so I was inclined to go. I went up the stairs because there was a million people waiting for the elevator where I was, and I was 7 or 8. I guess I was 8 floors up,
And I got to about the sixth floor. And I wasn't dying, but I was like, wait, this is hard. It made me think how hard it is for, let's say, firefighters to go up 20 flights of stairs if they can't use the elevator. So they ought to be in tremendous shape. So kudos to our men and women out there who are fighting fires or having to go up, in some cases, dozens of flights of stairs to try to save victims in some of these tragedies. So I talked about what makes you tired and what can get you tired. Well, here are some things that'll pick you up. Getting some good news makes you feel better, gives you energy. Catching some sun, going for a walk, coffee, getting some fresh air, all ways to improve your state of mind. And if you're feeling down or tired, you can do some of these things and it'll make you feel a little bit better. You can watch a movie. You can receive a compliment. Will make you feel better, which, of course, will pick you up and you won't be so tired. All right. Before I run out of time, just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you. Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added some words for 2021. Some of these, I almost thought this was fake, but then I double-checked and triple-checked, and it's not fake. So these are actual words now in the dictionary. So I assume once they get in the dictionary, they're real. Once again, I'm not making any of these up. The word am I right, A-M-I-R-I-T-E. It means as in, am I right? Am I right? One word. God, I tell you, I've had some English teachers that have passed away that either taught me in high school or college that are spinning in their grave for that one. The word dad bod is now in the dictionary, and I don't think there's an explanation needed. It means you've got a body of a dad, whatever that might be. Digital nomad, person who does their job entirely online. That would be a digital nomad. Women have the first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. Apparently now the Webster Dictionary is posting a fourth trimester. The three-month recovery period after childbirth. By the way, that also will include the male in this case. If your wife has or girlfriend or significant other has a baby, and you might be in the fourth trimester. So I guess mankind has now redefined how long a pregnancy lasts. It's now four trimesters or 12 months. A super spreader, I think that's self-explanatory. That is now in the dictionary. The letters TBH together means to be honest. So I guess abbreviations now are considered actual words. So that is in the dictionary, as well as FTW, which means for the win. I don't know how some of these get in here. It's crazy to me that they get in here. Anyway. All right. And finally, vaccine passport is in there. Of course, that's because they want you to have one. And without one, you can't go anywhere. You must have your papers. Otherwise, we can't let you move about the country. All right, that's it for me for now. We'll take a quick break. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, one of our favorite guests, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation, with AAA saying the national average is just below $3.42 a gallon, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's not much the Biden administration can do to lower gas prices.
We're very concerned about the impact of high energy prices on consumers, especially as we enter the colder months. We just don't have anything right now to announce. But like I said, we're monitoring this and we're working through what is it that, how we can actually address this.
Gas prices are up 15 cents a gallon from last month. The Mardi Gras parade is returning to New Orleans next year as COVID cases decline across the country. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world to Bourbon Street. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, is joining me now. Stephen, I got a lot to talk. You know, blue areas turn red, and at the very least, a lot of blue areas went purple. What does it say to you about America kind of pushing back against what we got going on right now?
Well, I was very heartened by it. I'll be honest with you. I was hoping for this, but it was bigger than I thought it was going to be, so maybe I need to get a little more optimistic. But, you know, Virginia, spectacular. To be able to win against Terry McAuliffe, who's one of the, you know, big shots in the Democratic Party, you know, uber close to Clinton, you know, just a major player and a sleazeball, in my opinion, with all due respect to the outgoing governor. But he got hammered and got hammered soundly and probably worse than they really admit. And then to look at New Jersey and, you know, it's still in dispute, but at the very least, Jersey's purple now. And, That's pretty cool to see two East Coast states, because Virginia, you know, it's very much a southern state, but that northern chunk of it around D.C. is, you know, it really doesn't count as the rest of Virginia culturally. So it's those are both good bellwethers for what might happen in the future. I hope, though, that the listeners out there don't go, oh, cool, this is all taken care of, we got this. 2022, we're just going to blow them away, and then everybody stays home.
Right.
This should be a trumpet call to get out, get more involved in your local elections, get more involved in your state-level elections, you know, really go out there and campaign for congressional candidates that you know need your support, and then make this thing real. Hope's not an option. You know, that's not a good course of action. You've got to do the work. And I think if conservatives do, you know, a message was sent. There's a lot of conservatives still out there in America. This fantasy that because Biden won and they got, you know, marginal control in the two houses, that it was somehow a mandate for them to go completely radical as they've done is baloney. And the American people now are standing up going, whoa, whoa. We're not this crazy.
Right.
And that, to me, is very hard.
One of my concerns was maybe peaking too soon. You have any fear of that, Republicans peaking too soon, giving Democrats a chance to change the playbook?
You know, normally that would be a problem, but they seem to be so loony that they're doubling down on their crazy ideas.
Right.
I do worry about the peaking early from the Republican side of, you know, just what I said, that people will get complacent. That would be disastrous for conservatives. But the Dems are pretty much 100% buy-in on all of their crazy ideas. And, you know, to the point where they're not even admitting what really happened. You know, if you listen to any of the commentators about Virginia, they refuse to say that their support of critical race theory, pushing, you know, really, really radical policies in schools were what turned all these parents off. They're saying, oh, this is just a symbol of racism. You know, it's kind of hard to say racism when they elected the first ever black person, male or female, to statewide office in the state of Virginia.
Right.
Its entire history. They elected a black woman. Because she's a conservative, she's a former Marine, or excuse me to all the Marines out there, that's a former Marine. She's a Marine who's no longer in uniform. You know, that tells you, you know, this idea of racism, misogyny, all that's a bunch of junk. It's a lie. And we just want good candidates who are going to do the things that that we want them to do policy-wise. So, you know, they're so afraid to even address the issues that they're just doubling down on the la-la land stuff. And I think that's going to keep the Dems on the defensive, where I hope they stay.
Since we're on politics, let's keep it here just for a couple more minutes, and then I can switch to some actual policy issues that I wanted to ask you about. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is our guest. USA Today is reporting that Biden's approval rating drops down to 38%. Now, USA Today is about as left as you can get, so you would have to say that's a pretty solid number. 38% approval rating. We're 8 months in, 9 months in. That's a catastrophe for a president.
It is pretty bad. Now, I don't want to overstate that because, you know, we're heading into a midterm. The economy is just having huge problems, and Biden doesn't get it. I mean, he literally sits there and ignores his main proxies. You know, his cabinet secretaries are all, oh no, this is not a big problem. This rampant inflation isn't because of anything bad. This is a good thing. And you guys just need to stop buying all that stuff on the shelf. Then we wouldn't have a supply chain problem. Yeah, has anybody seen the water off the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach? I mean, it looks like a gigantic ship parking lot right now. There is a supply chain problem. There is an inflation problem. Gas prices are going out of the roof. And I just read a thing today that Biden's considering shutting down another pipeline. You know, it's like they are the little, you know, two-year-old that covers up their eyes when something scary is there and thinks if you can't see it, it goes away. That's what they're doing. The American people are not covering up their eyes, though, Lee. They're looking out there. They see it. And eventually, you know, those moderates in the middle are going to say, whoa, this is, you know, we may have had our issues with President Trump and his style, but this stuff is lunacy. We can't allow this to continue.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. So now to my very important policy issue. And I don't know if you agreed with this guy or liked this guy or not, but the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hyten, had this to say last week. China is developing their military capabilities at a stunning rate. If they continue on this trajectory, you'll actually surpass the United States. For me, this has to be the most important story that we deal with day in, day out.
I'm kind of concerned for old General Hyten there that he's going to be around much longer after saying all that, because I can't believe that the Secretary of Defense and the President are going to be all that thrilled with that report. But I think he's spot on. I don't think China has passed us yet. But they're trying hard. They want the capability. I don't know if China wants to conquer the entire world militarily, but they want the ability to, one, push us out of their, what they consider their sphere of influence, the whole Asia-Pacific area. They want the ability to keep us from having any influence on what they do with regard to Taiwan and any place else in the region that they want to do something. And they want to have the capability to protect and strong-arm people in the rest of the world for their economic benefit, where they are trying to take over the world economically. And they believe they got to be able to, you know, tell America go pound sand and back it up with military force to be able to actually do that. They're a little off because they think, you know, they're going to be able to keep stealing all our technology and that will fuel the economic side. But they're so used to being bullies and tyrants that they want to have the military capability to back that up, even worldwide.
Right.
Is that going to happen immediately? No. It takes a while to do that. But they're looking at the ball field, and they're spending the money and have an upward trajectory in their capabilities. They're looking at America and saying America's economy's down, its leadership is weak, it's disorganized, and its spending is down. They're trending down. So even though I think we're still above them on the graph, you know, the trend lines are both going in the wrong direction from our standpoint, and that's dangerous. And we need to do something about it. It should be the number one story. You're right. And it's not, because the left and the legacy press, they don't want to raise it because it's, you know, saying the emperor has no clothes.
Right. Here's what people don't realize, and you can explain it better than I could ever do it. is that China's not the same as it was even 10 years ago. There was this rush to be more modern, more American. McDonald's on every corner, Dunkin' Donuts on every corner, but it's no longer like that, is it?
They are pushing back. They're reeling in the freedom of their own people. They're really pushing back to sort of tamp down the influence of the West on their culture. Because they realize if they keep doing that, if they had kept doing that, eventually it's going to subsume theirs, because ours, frankly, is way more attractive to your average human being,
right,
regardless of their ethnicity, than what the Chinese are peddling. But now the Chinese Communist Party is reasserting itself in the sense that they're going, okay, enough of this loosey-goosey stuff, and you'd see it in Hong Kong, where they crushed everything there. They're now saying, eh, not so much. We need to get back to the party discipline. We need to get back to our culture and the way things are supposed to be run. Remember, I always say that China, the name of China in the past was the Middle Kingdom. And that has to do with, it means they're the center of the world. And they believe that's where they should be, that they are the most important culture in the world. Yep. And you know, when you throw the communism on top of it, it makes it even more of a powerful impetus to continue to do that. They're dangerous. They are not going to sit around and go, oh, we'll just sit here and eat McDonald's and get fat like the Americans. They're not doing it.
His name is Stephen Bucci. He's with the Heritage Foundation. We are lucky to have him. Stephen, I got to run. I'm out of time, but thank you as always. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
For Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Coontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time, in the history of America. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible is probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals, and Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price, but they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You know, I want to just finish up on some of the things that Stephen Bucci was talking about here just a couple of minutes ago from the Heritage Foundation. I don't think y'all really understand the gravity of a militarized, well-funded, well-organized Chinese military. I don't think you get it. You realize they've got over a billion people. You realize that it's a country that their people fear for their own safety and will acquiesce to any demands that the government actually has, which is a dangerous combination. And given the resources and given the finances and given the now skill to build some of this mass weaponry down the road, maybe not next year, maybe not 5 years or 10 years from now, but somewhere along the line, China is going to want more than what they already have. And I've been saying this for as long as I've been on the air. They are in it for the slow game. They don't have to do this again tomorrow or the next day or the next week. It's a cultural thing. They will outlive us, if you will. They will outlast us, outweigh us. If that is their only option, that is what they'll try. But if they beef up their military, then they can achieve their ends, their means to the ends, in a much quicker pace than the one that they're on now. The trajectory will change dramatically. So I would be concerned. Whatever I read about China beefing up their military, whether it's through space activity or ground troops or whatever it is that they're doing, I would make it certainly on my radar, and I would pay very close attention to it, because it's not something that you should just brush off as being no big deal. That's number one. Number two, let me wrap it up. PETA now calling for Dr. Fauci to resign over cruel animal torture experiments. So we talked about this already for the last couple of weeks. You know, we talked about it originally, and then it disappeared, that all of our friends on the left, I'm an animal guy. You know that. If you listen to the show, you know I'm partial, certainly, to our four-legged friends, and I prefer them more often than not to my two-legged friends. But that being said, where are my liberal friends who consider themselves champions of the less fortunate, champions of animal rights and the planet? Where are you in all of this when it comes to Fauci? You saw the same reports that I saw, read the same studies and the same accounts that I saw. I saw him do terrible, terrible things to these poor beagles, these poor four-legged creatures, our friends, our animal friends. And not only that, primate experiments he did on monkeys, the list is endless. So let me leave you with some audio from PETA's vice president.
Well, NIH, Anthony Fauci, and Francis Collins, who fortunately is leaving at the end of this year, are mired in an outdated system of doing scientific research. We know that 90% of basic research, most of it involving animals, fails to lead to treatments for humans. And yet half of NIH's budget goes to this. And so many times you'll see these horrible experiments, the things that you would never normally ever do to an animal, even if, you know, you were the most evil person on earth. But these things are routinely funded by NIH. We really need new leadership there.
You had called for the resignation of Francis Collins from NIH. Are you calling now for the resignation of Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Yes. I think everybody who heads an NIH agency right now should resign.
All right, let me jump in, because that's enough. You guys have heard enough. You guys have seen enough. Enough is enough. Fauci should resign. Anybody who's associated with him should resign. This is not okay. This kind of brutal treatment of our animal friends is, man, it's just deplorable. You just can't make an excuse for it, and it does no service to humanity to treat those who are less powerful, less fortunate than all of us in this very cruel and unusual way. So, I hope you guys listen to that. I hope you heed that. And I hope we all can get on the same page and bounce Fauci and anybody else who is doing these horrible animal experiments, really, for no other reason than their own sadistic enjoyment. That's the only excuse I can think of. That wraps it up for yours truly. The music is playing, which means I got to step aside. The great Wayne Allen Root is here. He is up next. Don't move. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One.